Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And for this half hour of Motown Memories, we continue to feature Motown groups that had a solo artist break out. Coming up this half hour, we'll hear from the Jackson 5, Michael Jackson, The Miracles, Smokey Robinson, The Temptations, David Ruffin, Diana Ross and the Supremes, and Diana Ross. Well, first up, the third of four number one singles that the Jackson 5 had. The third one was The Love You Save. Well, when The Love You Save moved into the number one position on Billboard's Hot 100, on June 27, 1970, the Jackson 5 became the first artist of the rock era to have their first three chart releases reach number one. While the writing team of Freddie Perren, Fonce Mitchell, Deke Richards, and Berry Gordy Jr. had a tough time figuring out what the next single should be before The Love You Save came about. They finally wrote a song about watching out for traffic, and with some minor adjustments in lyrics, it became a song about a girl who was a little too fast for her age. The three writers and producers recorded their own demo one night and were satisfied enough to want Berry Gordy to hear it, but he was busy elsewhere. So the three of them went to their regular studio, outside of Motown Records. They went to the Sound Factory in Hollywood to record the track. But Berry dropped in while they were recording. He would never come to a tracking session, said Perren. He would usually come after. We hadn't finished it yet. We were still working on parts of it. He stayed 15 minutes, and halfway through it said, "You guys got it. I'm not worried." So here is the Jackson 5 with The Love You Save, right here on Motown Memories.
Oh, This is the home of Motown Memories.
Motown Memories.
With Tom Fallon.
Great song, Going to a Go-Go, reaching number 11 from 1966 and featuring the beautiful, sweet sound of Smokey Robinson's lead vocals. Before that, Michael Jackson on his own on the Motown label, while also recording with the Jackson 5 in 1972. That was Rockin' Robin, reaching number 2. And we started with the Love You Say by the Jackson 5, number 1 from 1970. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon, and for the rest of this hour, we will continue to feature Motown artists that broke out on their own after being part of a Motown group. Well, coming up, Smokey Robinson, well on his own at this time, a 1979 song called Cruisin'. Well, in 1972, Smokey left the Miracles to record on his own and to spend more time with his wife, Claudette. Well, Smokey continued in his duties as a Motown vice president while frequently collaborating with other producers on the Motown record label. An album entitled A Quiet Storm, released in 1975, is regarded as his best early solo album. While Smokey has always been a popular concert attraction, his record sales during the 1970s fluctuated. It wasn't until this song coming up, Cruisin', which reached number 4 on both the pop charts and number 4 on the rhythm and blues charts, that Smokey again enjoyed mass success. Well, here he is, Smokey Robinson, and Cruisin', right here on Motown Memories.
Baby, let's cruise away from here. Don't be confused. The way is clear. And if you want it, you got it forever. This is not a one-night stand. Release and you will find
Here comes another great Motown song. Here comes another great Motown song. On Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
I know you wanna leave me, but I refuse to let you go. If I have to beg, plead for your sympathy, I don't mind, 'cause you mean that much to me. Ain't too proud to beg, and you know it. Please don't leave me, girl.
MotownMemories@yahoo.com.
So sweet, but now it's not.
David Ruffin. After we left The Temptations, with My World Ended the Moment You Left Me, and that reached number 9 from 1969. Before that, when he was with The Temptations, he was the lead singer for Ain't Too Proud to Beg, reaching number 13 from 1966, and we started with Smokey Robinson's Cruisin', number 4 from 1979. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. We continue to feature Motown artists that went out on their own after being part of a Motown group. Well, coming up, the very last number one song that Diana Ross with the Supremes had, Someday We'll Be Together. Well, the final number one song of the 1960s was by the most successful American group of the decade, of the entire rock era, probably. Someday We'll Be Together was the 12th number one single for Diana Ross and the Supremes, and their final release before Diana left to pursue a solo career. Well, what's interesting about Someday We'll Be Together, it was written 9 years earlier in 1960 by Johnny Bristol and Jackie Beavers, two friends who had served in the military together. They were two of the younger soldiers on base and became close friends. Well, Johnny Bristol recalled that I was young, romantic, and married at the time. I was on the road quite often, and so was Jackie, who was also married. They recorded the song together as a duet in 1960, and it was released on an album label called Tri-Fi Records as Johnny and Jackie, and of course it didn't go anywhere. Well, when Tri-Fi was absorbed by Motown, Bristol signed on as a writer and a producer. The only singing he did was on demo recordings, so Berry Gordy assured him that he was more valuable to the company as a writer. So 9 years later, this song was dusted off and was the last number one song for Diana Ross while she was with the Supremes. Here is Someday We'll Be Together, right here on Motown Memories.
Continue with Tom Fowler.
Motown memory from Diana Ross. After she left the Supremes, this was her first top 40 song called Reach Out and Touch Someone's Hand, reaching number 20 from 1970. Before that, the last number one that Diana had with the Supremes, number one from that same year of 1970, Someday We'll Be Together. Well, that brings this hour of Motown Memories to a close. For this entire hour, we featured Motown artists that had a successful solo career after leaving a Motown group. Hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is motownmemories@yahoo.com. That's motownmemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at motownmemories.com. That's motownmemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including those on today's show, as well as the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Well, until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.